WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Let's get real for a second. Ever feel like your brain's just constantly on high alert? Like you're running this non-stop marathon in your head with no finish line in sight? You know that feeling when you're bombarded with information, notifications, and expectations from all sides, leaving you drained and overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. That's exactly why we're diving into something super crucial today, creating a safe space for mental healing. Think of this as your personal oasis in the storm of everyday life. First off, let's be honest. We live in a world that often glorifies busyness and pushing ourselves to the limit. But guess what? Our minds aren't invincible. They need downtime. They need rest. They need a sanctuary where they can recharge and actually process everything that's going on. So how do we build this mental haven? Number one, boundaries. You gotta be ruthless about setting boundaries, both physical and digital. Imagine your mind as a precious garden. You wouldn't let just anyone trample through it, right? Same goes for your thoughts and emotions. Learn to say no to things that drain you, unfollow accounts that trigger negativity, and carve out time each day to disconnect from the constant barrage of information. Number two, mindful moments. Life's a whirlwind, I get it. But even amidst the chaos, we can find pockets of peace through mindfulness. Think of it like this. Your mind is constantly chattering away like a squirrel on caffeine. Mindfulness is about gently bringing that squirrel back into its cage and focusing on the present moment. Take a few minutes each day to breathe deeply, notice your surroundings, and simply be. It's amazing what a difference even 5 minutes can make. Number three. The power of self-care. Seriously, folks, this isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are definitely nice. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that truly replenish you. That could mean reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, catching up with loved ones, or simply indulging in a hobby that brings you joy. Find what works for you and make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Number four, journaling. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of thoughts and emotions? Journaling is like emptying that backpack onto the page. It's a powerful way to process your feelings, gain clarity, and track your progress over time. Don't worry about grammar or making it perfect. Just let your thoughts flow freely. You might be surprised at what emerges. Number five, connect with others. Remember, we're social creatures, hardwired for connection. Sharing our struggles with trusted friends, family, or even a therapist can be incredibly healing. Don't be afraid to reach out and let someone know how you're feeling. You might just find that they're going through something similar and need support too. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super-driven entrepreneur juggling a demanding job, family life, and her own personal goals. She's constantly on the go, feeling like she's barely keeping her head above water. One day, she realizes that this relentless pace is taking a toll on her mental well-being. She starts setting boundaries, saying no to unnecessary commitments, and carving out time for mindfulness practices like yoga and meditation. She also starts journaling to process her thoughts and emotions. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to feel a shift. The anxiety lessens, she feels more present, and she rediscovers joy in the simple things. So, how about you? Are you ready to create your own safe space for mental healing? Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making small, intentional choices that prioritize your well-being. Set those boundaries, embrace mindfulness, practice self-care, connect with others, and never underestimate the power of journaling. These simple steps can make a world of difference in how you navigate life's challenges. Let's create a ripple effect of mental wellness, one mindful moment at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. And hey, let me know your thoughts on social media. I'm always here to chat and hear your stories. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.